Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Connie Thiessen. At the recent 2018 Ontario Association of Broadcasters Conference, radio veteran Alan Cross, who moderated the Future of Content panel, took the opportunity to bring along a group of Humber College students to present their research on the radio and music consumption habits of 17 to 34-year-olds. Here's Alan to explain.
I did some teaching at Humber College for the music business program in the summer of 2018. And the professor, Tom, who was in charge of the program, asked me if I would take on some interns. And it's really tough to find meaningful work for interns when you're like me, you're a freelance employee, and you work out of your house. So it really wasn't practical to do a lot of things with them. I couldn't do them in a radio station. I really couldn't do them at my house. So we came up with an idea of a research project where they would interact, work with, and ask questions of their peers over a 300-hour period to come up with a modest proposal for what would be, for lack of a better term, radio aimed at millennials, dealing with their wants, needs, wishes, dreams, hopes, and fears. And the result was this particular survey, two surveys, and these results. And I'm hoping that someone will take this really good research seriously and invent a boom, a jack, or a bob for the millennial generation.
The research involved two surveys covering a total of 300 students at various colleges, primarily millennials, those born between the early 1980s and mid-90s, and members of Gen Z, those born from the mid-90s to mid-2000s. The result is a 13-page study with some interesting conclusions, including the finding that small libraries and high rotations will not cut it in the era of on-demand music, and that radio needs to reassert its tastemaker role. The study also suggests radio explore the feasibility of genreless formats to better reflect the widely varied tastes of the next generation and consider bespoke, on-demand playlists. It concludes as well that being easy to navigate on smart speaker technology will be crucial to terrestrial radio's survival. Here's my conversation with
Nicole Swanson, Stephanie Biles,
Jeff Pastor.
Tell me about your methodology in terms of how you gathered your findings.
So we conducted two separate surveys. So we made one survey that was mostly about music consumption. We wanted to know what people were listening to, where they were listening to it, and how they were listening to it. So to find those answers, we sent out surveys to various sources, such as broadcasting schools, college, as well as commercial radio stations. And with those responses, we gathered the data and collaborated more of an advanced level of where it was going.
A majority of respondents were 17 to 40, and the number of respondents, we received 200 from the first survey and 100 from the second survey.
And what would you say were your most significant findings?
I think probably the first result with millennials still, a majority still listening to radio was very interesting. It does definitely show that there's still hope. I guess it's a topic with today, advancing technologies and being compatible on different platforms and rethinking radio, not as radio waves, but rather than getting it on different devices, was kind of our key result.
So the burning question that all broadcasters are looking for is you know, what's radio going to look like in the future? Do you think your findings gave you any indication of that?
I think what our findings really showed us is that there are different attention bases around radio that radio doesn't really take advantage of. So another portion of our study is that we looked at other platforms and how they could be utilized by radio and how they could be integrated. And what we saw was that there's definitely an opportunity to look at creators on other platforms, so being YouTube, Spotify, Instagram, Snapchat, that could actually traverse the red line, so to speak, and go into radio. So a great opportunity for anybody that has a huge personality base or a huge following, to bring that to radio, where radio seemingly lost it.
So do you have thoughts on where radio's headed?
As technology advances, I could see smart speakers definitely coming into effect in terms of creating a more creative name that stands out, that's easy to find on the smart speakers, and just moving forward with modern technology.
I also think the genreless format's very interesting. I think with millennials having access to so much music and so much variety, that I think playing the same hit songs doesn't really appeal as much anymore when people have Spotify and they can just flick on whatever they like. So really going after music discovery and going back into deep tracks and B-sides, I think would be an interesting format.
So you are all technically, I guess, Gen Z. So how are you consuming audio?
I consume it pretty much mostly on my phone, a little bit on my laptop at home, and it's all downloadable format. So I think for me that's a huge thing that radio can take advantage of, because having real time, it's not so feasible for someone like myself that I don't commute in the car. I have headphones in most of the day. So yeah, having playlists and podcasts would be huge.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Podcasts, I think, are probably the thing that radio is ignoring the most, and they're slowly starting to bring it in, but I think podcasts are the big opportunity where they can transition between using some of the hosts and getting them down to a radio format or vice versa.
I'm actually one of the rare ones that continues to listen to radio. In fact, I still continue to listen to Jazz FM on a regular basis while I'm at home. I do stream as well and listen to podcasts. However, I would find radio is probably still taking up most of my music consumption.
Right. So as Generation Z, do you have thoughts on what the biggest singular mistake Canadian radio is making right now?
One thing that we were very surprised to see is that radio keeps to radio and doesn't go to streaming. So I think there needs to be kind of a new understanding for streaming and how it can help radio. So we were looking at ideas that maybe stretch between different hosts or different types of programming that can actually transition to playlists or short form content such as a podcast. But it's strange to see that radio kind of has this divide of where they don't really like streaming, they won't cross that line to go into streaming, where they can really utilize a playlist or any type of thing that kind of furthers the content that they're already delivering.
Yeah, I think that sums it up. Like, just not seeing streaming and on-demand as a competition, but rather, like, it can radio can easily work in sync with these new technologies.
Other interesting findings from the study, 57% of those surveyed prefer two or more hosts to add a conversational aspect to talk breaks, and more than half prefer to interact with radio via social media. The research also concludes that the price of data is a barrier to nonstop listening online. The Millennial Radio Research is available upon request, thanks to Alan Cross, Steph Biles, Jeff Pastor, and Nicole Swanson. For Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, I'm Connie Thiessen.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.